What if I told you that a simple algorithm could transform your life from mediocrity to extraordinary achievement? That's exactly what happened to Jesse Tevelo, who at 31 found himself connected to high-profile CEOs, venture capitalists, and millionaires, not through inherited wealth or exceptional talent, but through deliberate choices and actions. His book, The Connection Algorithm, has become a cultural phenomenon in entrepreneurial circles, endorsed by tech luminaries like Brad Feld and David Cohen of Techstars. The book's popularity stems from its refreshingly honest approach to success, rejecting the notion that extraordinary achievements require extraordinary circumstances. Instead, Tevelo offers a framework that anyone can apply, regardless of background. As one Silicon Valley executive noted, it's the anti-self-help book that actually helps. Let's explore the mindset that can free you from the corporate grind and connect you with a world of opportunity. We're living in what Tevelo calls zombie land, the institutionalized world of big business, public education, desk jobs, and mainstream media, where passion dies and people feel useless. Many believe this environment offers career safety, but that stability is merely an illusion from the past. Today's reality shows workers switch jobs every 4 years, recent graduates every 2 years, making job instability the new normal. Working in zombie land represents the default, lazy choice, one that's becoming increasingly obsolete as technology advances and experts, mavericks, and knowledge workers become more valuable. Society preaches that job stability correlates with happiness, but it often leads to settling, boredom, and profound unhappiness. The connection algorithm offers an alternative path to happiness through passion, avoiding the mind-numbing boredom while enabling opportunity. But to escape Zombieland, you need to understand the landscape of life. Life consists of three regions we travel through multiple times. The swamp is where people feel stuck in routines they dislike but can't change, a place of consistent unhappiness requiring drastic action to escape. The mountains represent the pursuit of excitement and happiness, challenging and sometimes dangerous, but ultimately rewarding for those with courage to persist through difficulty. The beach is where contentment lives, a place of simplicity and freedom that some find after traversing the other regions, though it can eventually become boring. These regions relate to boundaries. Beach residents accept their boundaries, mountain residents challenge them, and swamp residents, synonymous with Zombieland, remain discontent without taking action. The fatal decision is doing nothing to remove undesirable boundaries. To escape this trap, you need to understand the power of connectors, thought leaders, experts, and influencers who can free people from the monotonous corporate grind. They surround us with intelligent people who fuel inspiration, help launch projects and companies, and provide resources to learn, explore, and take risks. Despite the potential benefits of interacting with connectors, many don't pursue these relationships because of self-doubt. The four steps to escaping Zombieland form the connection algorithm: choose, commit, create, and connect. Let's explore each step in detail. The first critical step requires making a deliberate choice to pursue your passion and purpose. Before co-founding his company, Tevelo was trapped in a mind-numbing corporate job in New York City, secretly documenting his frustrations in email drafts. These journal entries from 2006 reveal his desperation to make time pass faster and his disillusionment with meaningless work at an internet consulting firm where they produced bullshit data for clients, creating biased surveys and recycling the same reports regardless of client needs. Self-doubt and manufactured fear, not external obstacles, keep most people trapped in jobs they hate. Using Dumbo as a philosophical metaphor, Tevelo explains how the elephant believed he needed a magic feather to fly when he actually had the ability all along. Similarly, we don't need special permission or magical tools to break free from unfulfilling situations. We simply need to overcome our own psychological barriers. Inaction is the greatest barrier to escaping Zombieland. Telluo references Denver Startup Week and introduces Bart Lorang's concept of duocracy, a term describing the meritocratic, proactive nature of startup communities. Bart's philosophy is simple. If you want to be a leader, simply do stuff. Don't ask anyone else's permission. Small steps are still progress. Telluo describes how he prepared to write his book years before actually doing it, writing unpublished blog posts, saving articles, and reading books for inspiration. By building experience incrementally through natural passion, when the time came to write the book, much of the groundwork was already laid. We tend to measure ourselves against our local environment, a concept called relative deprivation. Social media amplifies this through the generalized friendship paradox. Your friends likely have more friends and appear smarter, wealthier, and happier than you. When making major life decisions, we must separate our true motivations from these false comparisons. The opposite of happiness isn't unhappiness, it's boredom. Most people work boring jobs for money, creating chronic unhappiness. Telluo presents the happiness pyramid with passion as its foundation, arguing we should pursue passion first rather than chasing money to eventually find happiness. Your true passion reveals itself in how you spend idle time, and contrary to common advice, making your passion your work is essential to avoiding zombie land. Consider the story of Meng To, a Cambodian immigrant to Canada who grew up poor and isolated. When his mother bought him a computer, his life changed completely. In the digital world, his appearance didn't matter. He was judged solely by his work. He taught himself web design by building fan sites and downloading free software, turning his passion into valuable skills that became the foundation for his future career. Any passion can be transformed into valuable work, even hobbies. The world values talent in absolutely anything, not just traditional academic disciplines. Video gaming, once considered merely recreational, now supports professional players earning six-figure incomes through tournaments and streaming platforms. The key ingredient is value. If you're extremely good at something, people will pay for it. Don't dismiss passions that seem trivial now. Their value may reveal itself later. Steve Jobs' story about calligraphy perfectly illustrates this. His seemingly impractical calligraphy class ultimately led to beautiful typography in the Macintosh. As Jobs said, "You can't connect the dots looking forward, you can only connect them looking backwards." Commitment requires sacrifice, focus, and persistence in the face of obstacles and failure. The key is committing to your feeling of passion and taking risks that bring meaning to those passions, not necessarily to a specific job or relationship. Your passions will evolve, requiring life changes, but always look inward at what truly makes you happy. Failure is inevitable when pursuing your passions. The liberating secret? True connectors don't judge you for failing. They see it as just one dot on a line. If you've nurtured your relationships, supporters will admire your courage through failure. As fitness expert Tony Horton explains, failure and success are inseparable twins. Most people avoid failure, not realizing it's the gateway to joy, growth, and ultimately success. Hard work generally yields better results, as demonstrated by LeBron James's basketball success through natural talent plus dedication. But what if LeBron tried becoming a horse jockey instead? Despite identical effort, his 6'8", 250-pound frame would make success nearly impossible in a profession requiring riders under 120 pounds. This illustrates how effort alone doesn't guarantee equal results across different pursuits. Your natural attributes and the field's characteristics matter tremendously. Don't work on things that don't play to your strengths and passions. Consider opportunity costs too. YouTube sold for $1.65 billion just 2 years after founding, while PopCap took 11 years to sell for $750 million. If you're hitting a wall for more than a year and you're unhappy, jump ship regardless of potential future rewards. After leaving his company, Telluo faced two options, bitterness or accepting failure. He chose acceptance. Despite societal pressure to immediately find another job, he decided to write a book instead. Success and failure are merely dots on a life's timeline. The wisest people constantly work toward adding new dots, bringing excitement to the journey between them. Failure isn't a death sentence, but a redirection. Think of your activities as scientific experiments. Scientists expect most tests to fail, but view each as progress because it narrows the scope of potential solutions. The real magic lies in recognizing that results matter far less than the experiments themselves. The journey accounts for 99% of your life, while results are just 1%. Despite the startup ecosystem's philosophy that failure is okay, this mindset can be dangerous when misapplied. It gives wannabes, pretend, and slackers an easy excuse. While accepting failure as part of the process is important, success should always be the goal. It feels better and breeds more opportunities. When you've lost passion for your work, confront it immediately. Determine if it's a temporary dip or if you're falling back into zombie land. Quit for the right reasons, never the wrong ones. The wrong reasons include when things get tough, unexpected obstacles arise, others doubt you, you're busy, competition emerges, or you have a new idea. These are just obstacles and distractions. Quitting doesn't always mean giving up. Sometimes it means having the integrity to admit a plan isn't working. Stuart Butterfield's story illustrates this perfectly. After his virtual world game Glitch failed despite 4 years of work, Butterfield pivoted his company to focus on an internal communication tool they'd built. That tool became Slack, which later achieved a $1 billion valuation. When success comes, the urge to expand, take funding, hire employees, buy an office can be tempting but potentially suffocating. Building an organization with yourself at the core may leave you with less freedom than you had in Zombieland, as you become responsible and answerable to others. Identify what you need to defend to be happy: your time, creative thinking, decision-making freedom, or risk escaping Zombieland only to lock yourself in an even more confining cage. Truly meaningful work requires serious focus and total commitment. Floyd Mayweather Jr., the world's best pound-for-pound boxer and highest-paid athlete, lives by the motto, "Hard work, dedication." He endures multiple grueling daily training sessions, often late into the night, and never smokes or drinks alcohol. The best in the world achieve their status because they relentlessly work at what they were born to do, making sacrifices and grinding without stopping. After rejecting Zombieland and developing resilience to withstand multiple failures, you're ready for step 3, create. While the specific creation process varies by project, success requires structuring your work effectively, conditioning yourself for peak performance, and eliminating common roadblocks. Tim Ferriss, author of The 4-Hour Workweek, is a life hacker who eliminates life's negative aspects while multiplying the positive ones. His seemingly impossible results come from two main principles: the Pareto Principle, 80-20 rule, and Parkinson's Law. The Pareto Principle states that roughly 80% of outcomes come from 20% of sources. For productivity, this means focusing on high-impact activities and avoiding major obstacles. Parkinson's Law states that work expands to fill the allotted time, requiring self-imposed constraints to stay productive. Tim's ultimate productivity hack combines these principles: focus on the most important things and set aggressive deadlines. Working on something meaningful gives you pride and connects you with others who share your passion. But becoming an expert doesn't necessarily require 10,000 hours, as Malcolm Gladwell suggested in Outliers. The key insight is that Gladwell was specifically referring to cognitively demanding disciplines. For simpler, limited-scope activities, expertise can come much faster. Narrowing your expertise makes goals more tangible and work more manageable. When you specialize, like painting only horses instead of everything, you can reach expert level faster while focusing on what you love. A heightened focus enhances efficiency just as much as a narrow focus does. The zone, that state of laser-sharp clarity and enhanced performance, comes without warning and can't be summoned on demand. Pay attention to what triggers your zone. Tevalo's trigger is exercise. His best ideas come during workouts, so he keeps his computer nearby to capture them when inspiration strikes. To harness this power, find your trigger, prepare materials before engaging it, and build the trigger into your daily routine. When we say there's not enough time in the day, we're really saying we spend time on activities we don't value instead of those we do. To regain control of your time, ask two questions. What am I currently doing? What do I want to be doing instead? After committing to a specific goal, you can remove low-value activities to make room for high-value ones. Feed readers solve the problem of constantly revisiting websites for new content by automatically aggregating fresh content from your subscribed sources. Tevalo uses Feedly, organizing subscriptions into categories like sports, technology, and other stuff. The reader strips away distracting website designs, presenting content in clean, readable formats. Block out specific calendar time for uninterrupted focus on your projects. No phone calls, texts, emails, or meetings allowed. Though technology makes us perpetually accessible, we shouldn't be available to everyone all the time. The most productive hours are when others are asleep, whether early morning or late night. Being short-sighted is actually more efficient than extensive long-term planning. While having a vision is important, dwelling on it can lead to analysis paralysis. It's easier to execute precisely on a 2-week plan than a 2-year plan. Long-term goals can distract you from enjoying your present life, while working in small 1 to 2 week batches keeps you agile and present. Breaking the conventional order of operations leads to greater productivity. People who act without waiting for permission get more done faster. Mark Zuckerberg exemplifies this approach. He didn't wait for graduation to start building products like FaceMash and eventually Facebook. His company mantra, "Move fast and break things," reflects his hacker mentality of questioning conventional thinking and finding better solutions through constant experimentation. The most radical productivity hack is quitting your job to focus entirely on your passion project. While small productivity tweaks help somewhat, spending 40-plus hours weekly at a boring job severely limits progress on what truly matters. Quitting creates both extreme focus and an urgent deadline. With no income, you must build something valuable before funds run out. The worst outcome is simply returning to a 9-to-5 job if your project fails. Our body is the vehicle through which we accomplish everything. Without proper care, we become useless. When Tevalo worked at Seamless Web, he prioritized efficiency by eating cup of noodles daily, quick and cheap. When the lead salesman invited him to lunch, he reluctantly accepted. After enjoying a proper meal together, the salesman explained, "You have to take care of your temple. This isn't a sprint, it's a marathon." Following his advice, Tevalo took longer lunches and ate better meals. Surprisingly, his productivity increased dramatically. Exercise isn't just about physical health, it's a metaphorical template for success. It teaches 4 crucial principles: push your comfort zone, straining muscles to grow; create constraints, like P90X's 90-day structure; persist, forming habits through pattern behavior; and get an edge, joining the top 5% who exercise daily. The key is finding your optimal system and repeating it consistently, making it part of your daily routine like brushing your teeth. The edge is that extra effort, putting you in the top 5%. Having a better product than 95% of competitors, working harder than 95% of coworkers, being more informed than 95% of peers. Most people don't realize how impactful yet achievable this advantage is. The difference between average and extraordinary is often minimal, just being slightly lazy than everyone else. After examining physical health, we must consider our mind's impact on productivity. Our perception and attitude significantly influence our decisions, problem-solving abilities, and capacity for success. Tevalo shares the story of his brother's non-traditional beach wedding that transformed into a miracle when a devastating nor'easter hit Buxton, North Carolina. With the only road submerged and impassable, they refused to cancel. Instead, they chartered boats to transport 70 guests through the storm, reorganized for an indoor ceremony, and pulled off what seemed impossible. The wedding demonstrated how catastrophe forces creativity and action. When facing seemingly insurmountable obstacles, you don't consider failure's probability, you simply get things done. Constraints often contain hidden benefits. Like a shower's limited environment frees us from distractions and creates space for mental breakthroughs. Even imprisonment provided Nelson Mandela time to develop his philosophies. Limiting resources, creating self-imposed deadlines, and narrowing goals can counterintuitively enhance productivity. The Minimalist's blog exemplifies how decluttering enhances productivity. Mental and physical clutter interrupts focus and weighs us down, while minimalist environments foster presence and clarity. When writing his book, Tevelo purged 90% of his possessions, declined most social invitations, and stopped answering calls during focused work. The resulting emptiness felt liberating and dramatically increased his productivity. While attitude matters in strained relationships, environment matters more. It's easier to be happy in a spa than a snake pit. Sometimes the solution isn't fixing your attitude, but changing your surroundings. As the minimalists say, you can't change the people around you, but you can change the people around you. Yale Combinator founder Paul Graham, who invested in billion-dollar companies like Airbnb and Dropbox, reveals that determination trumps intelligence in startup success. After investing in hundreds of companies, Graham learned to favor people over products and determination over intelligence. Your mindset, not your mind itself, governs your potential output. The final step is the easy part. After the long grind of choosing, committing, and creating, connecting often feels effortless. The connection algorithm is simply the four C's: choose, commit, create, connect. This cycle should repeat throughout your life, with risk-taking as the driver behind every step. The process can also be expressed as a formula: FPG equals RIX plus REY, where personal growth, PG, is proportional to the number of risks, RI, you take, plus the number of relationships, RE, you build. Personal growth encompasses intellect, confidence, clout, and reputation, elements that vary by individual. The goal is perpetual growth, avoiding prolonged stagnation. When growth flatlines, take new risks or build new relationships fueled by passion. The most influential connectors in Tevelo's life are David Cohen and Brad Feld, A-list investors in the startup world. These valuable relationships didn't just happen by chance. They developed through deliberate connection and a series of risky decisions: attending Michigan instead of a state school, switching from architecture to business-related studies, moving to NYC without a job, persistently landing a position at Seamless Web, meeting his future co-founder Joe, and applying to the inaugural TechStars program. One of the best ways to connect is to get in early. Tevelo's startup joined TechStars in 2007, their first year of operation, when the program was small and intimate. They received exceptional attention from mentors and directors who took extra care to build relationships with founders in that critical first year. Getting in early is risky, but potentially life-changing. The purpose of a connection isn't to get help, it's to build a relationship. When a relationship forms, it becomes two friends supporting each other rather than one-off favors. Build connections early before you need help by finding common ground. As Matt Galligan, CEO of Circa, explains, networking is exactly like dating. Your goal should be to get another date, not just hook up. Not all help requests are created equal. Asking highly connected people for big favors without intending to form relationships is a terrible idea. But asking for minor support can be effective. If you ask enough people for something reasonable, eventually someone will help. Keep trying, keep tweaking your approach, and be persistent but respectful. Cold calling works surprisingly well when you're doing something meaningful. When developing a mobile app prototype, Tevelo reached out for feedback from development firms, advisors, and even Naveen Selvadorai, Foursquare's co-founder whom he'd never met. He simply messaged him on Facebook with his demo video, and to his surprise, Selvadorai responded with useful insights. Snowball sampling, a research methodology where you reach out to someone in your target community who then connects you to others, works brilliantly for networking. The initial connection is crucial. You don't need to meet the head honcho, just get plugged into the community. When Tevelo and his co-founder applied to Techstars, they gained access to countless VCs, CEOs, and startup gurus who would have been nearly impossible to reach otherwise. Where you put yourself dramatically influences who you'll meet and who you'll become. The best places to meet amazing people include extracurriculars, join or start clubs related to your passions, internships, which offer experience, connections, and mentorship beyond just money, college campuses filled with pre-screened talented people, accelerators like Techstars, which are like college on crack, startups, inherently filled with connectors, self-starters, and risk-takers, online forums, blogs, apps, commenting systems like Discuss or Quora, meetups, conferences like SXW, 99U, TechCrunch Disrupt, and simply hanging out with the right crowd. To become a connector yourself, follow these principles. Connect people by making introductions when possible without spreading yourself too thin. Get them while they're young by nurturing passion in impressionable minds before fear and self-doubt set in. Support apprenticeship by mentoring promising individuals who show risk-taking ability and determination. Expect nothing in return by occasionally donating your time and wisdom freely, not always asking for equity or compensation. Create value through sharing resources, wisdom, and encouragement that can propel others forward. Remember where you came from by acknowledging that you once needed guidance too, and pay it forward to those who haven't yet fully bloomed. Living by the connection algorithm principles can be daunting as we invite the possibility of failure. When hit with something particularly negative, losing a loved one, failing at work, or ending a relationship, life's value can seem to drop to zero. Time eventually heals, but Tevelo found a powerful catalyst, genuine support from a non-family member whom you admire and trust. When he lost his position as co-founder of his company, he was devastated, but a 30-second phone conversation with Brad Feld turned everything around. His fear transformed to confidence, his tenseness faded, and he suddenly knew he had the power to be happy again. As the minimalists say, always remember to love people and use things, because doing the opposite never works. People aren't resources, they're people. Be genuinely grateful to everyone who supports you. There's a growing trend within mentorship communities to give support without expecting anything in return. Your gratitude is the fuel that keeps this ecosystem running. It's all the payback a mentor ever needs. Connectors are people who've doubted themselves, failed, and felt stressed beyond belief, just like you. It's hard to be vulnerable when you're struggling, but almost always people won't judge you for it. Even when talking to co-founders, partners, or investors, Tevelo recommends telling them how you feel. Letting issues fester is a recipe for disaster. Listening to a connector is better than speaking to one. They usually have an extremely valuable perspective from weathering more storms than you. People talk about the value of experience, but inexperienced people struggle to believe it, an aggravating paradox. The best advice? Keep your mouth shut. Listen to those who've already done what you're attempting. Soak up their knowledge like a sponge. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with, said Jim Rohn. Choose your deep connections wisely. They're the bonds that shape us. It's better to have a few deep connections than many shallow ones. Like star athletes who make their teammates better, exceptional people lift you up without trying. When you're falling into the abyss, one friend who can pull you out is worth more than 100 who wave goodbye. The connection algorithm began as a simple blog post, Tevelo's most popular story, that unexpectedly evolved into a book. The fundamental secret to happiness he discovered after 30 years is embarrassingly simple. do shit you like to do. Though obvious, this truth often gets buried under schoolwork, resumes, bills, jobs, and mortgages until we find ourselves stuck and unable to pursue our passions. We tend to force ourselves into corners, believing we're not good enough or that we're already on a path to something good. It's all BS. Life isn't a tunnel, but an open field where each moment allows us to choose any direction. The only sure thing waiting for us is death. When we stop thinking we're on a prescribed trajectory and start taking idiotically risky, deliberate actions toward what we want, we discover that overcoming our fears is absolutely worth it. The connection algorithm isn't just a framework, it's a lifestyle that embraces risk-taking and relationship building as vehicles for personal growth. By following the four C's, choose, commit, create, and connect, you can escape the monotony of zombie land and build a life filled with passion, purpose, and meaningful connections. The journey won't be easy. You'll face failure, self-doubt, and moments of intense struggle. But as you accumulate dots on your timeline, both successes and failures, you'll develop resilience, wisdom, and a network of supporters who see your potential even when you don't. Remember that the grass actually can be greener somewhere else. Life is a massive golf course, and somewhere on it is a patch of grass that's mind-blowingly good for you. You just have to find that patch, and the only way to find it is to start walking. Your algorithm starts now. What will you choose?